Brilliant, excellent discussion. I'll see how far I get before I'm censored. Yes, these figures, tip of the iceberg, absolutely. You know, to a lesser degree, you know, people have all these things, probably everyone to some extent, but they don't get as far as a doctor. No one refers to them. And consumer society was mentioned by several people. Simon in particular, yeah, absolutely. It's destructive. It distracts people from, you know, the important things in life, etc., etc. You can go on and on about consumer society. Advertising. I really love advertising. The only point in advertising something is if there's no serious difference between the product and the alternative product. There's a serious difference. Advertising is ineffective. It's absolutely a ludicrous waste of money and really damaging. Jade, four is not bad, you could have been worse. The ego thing, I mean, the term ego is used in a kind of general sense in everyday language to mean the kind of the integration, the togetherness, maybe the kind of strength of the kind of organisation of one's consciousness. So a person with low self-esteem, that would be a sort of point against them in terms of having a strong ego, sort of having a weaker ego. And I think, yes, it is connected with mental health, but it's connected because it's the ego. It's just a way of describing a person's personality and a person's consciousness. So it's got to be connected, but it's not really causal. People with a kind of weak ego, I think I've got an incredibly weak ego, to be honest, but that can be adaptive. You know, in a stressful situation, if you're trying to be firm and rigid, you know, you just crack up completely. People with some flexibility, who might also be said to have a weak ego, it can actually be very, very adaptive. So it's not necessarily a good or bad thing in itself, but it's got to be connected because it's the way that people's consciousness is organised and integrated, and it's a kind of togetherness principle. Freud used it in crazy ways, so forget that. Yeah, there's a phrase used that I came across when I was doing psychology, choice of neurosis, that if a person's got all these stress factors, these awful traumas in their, and the whole sequence of unfortunate events in their upbringing, you can say for certain something's going to go wrong, but they actually choose whether they become neurotic and OCD, or they choose whether they go depressed, or they choose whether they self-harm. So it's kind of choice, you know, something's going to happen, but the individual goes different ways, and other people said exactly the same thing. I think Richard said the same thing. We're all affected by these stress factors of alienation, etc., and exploitation in society. But people react in different ways, which is saying the same thing, isn't it? Richard mentioned that. Thanks, Ant. I've never thought of that before. The Polish story, I always knew I should have checked it, is, I don't think it's not true, but it's kind of exaggerated by the fact that in Stalinist countries like Poland, until 1990, and the Soviet bloc, it was very common for people to go to mental hospital to shut them up. Nothing wrong with them, but they were rebels. They were, you know, trade union. They were arguing, you know, for freedom of speech. They were sort of politically dangerous to the regime, and so yes, they were committed and put in mental hospitals. I think the effect is still there. I'd like to think the effect is still there, even with that exaggerating process. Lisa, yeah, you mentioned that OCD is stress related. I'd put it more strongly than that. I'd say there is no other form of OCD, but stress creates it. It's not, you know, yes, it's related to it, but more than that, it actually creates it. Although you can never, unless you know a person really well and know their background, people can look into their own background and kind of analyse themselves, psychoanalyse themselves. I think everyone does to some extent. One needs to do more of that. And yes, absolutely, OCD is a way of taking control when you feel you don't have control. Absolutely, absolutely. Imagine that. Jackie is humble. They like that. They like humble people, believe me. And it is a symptom of class society. You know, you're not a professor, are you?
I'm not.
Disgraceful.
A professor.
You didn't win Wimbledon, I don't think. Oh, that's disgraceful. Awful. You should be humble. It's terrible.
I'm very humble.
Society, you know, class society makes us all humble. They want humble people. And we shouldn't be humble. Yes, I overstated it a bit. I think what have failed is grand narratives, grand theories.
Yeah.
the logical positivism and the functionalism and structuralism and whatever, you know, all these kind of things, which I never really got on top of when I was doing this stuff. I think they failed, and they failed in psychology. I didn't mention that what's failed in psychology is behaviourism failed. I think Freudianism fails. The medical model, I missed that bit out. The medical model, which is applying a physical model of ill health to mental illness, just transferring it across. There's somebody, they've got cancer, there's the cause. Ah, oh, there's somebody with schizophrenia, there must be a kind of similar kind of single cause. Ah, oh, it's a gene, it's a biological. You know, that medical model, I think, has failed in psychiatry and in psychology. How far have I got? Yes, young people, I mean, obviously, you know, we kind of wake up, in a sense, as adults, somewhere between 15 and 25, or 50 to 95 maybe, you know. But our formative years are affected much more by all these pernicious stress factors that we've been talking about. You know, young people really get it in the neck, in the head. I just dread the future, the problems, in not just places like Syria, but in, you know, rich countries like Britain. Stresses and strains and uncertainties that young people suffer from today. It's very worrying. I nearly finished. I think Paul and Richard said the same thing, that everyone's affected in small ways, at least by, you know, by this alienation. Individuals react differently. I think okay, I'll stop there.
Thank you very much, Dermot.